What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. All right, man, today is Friday, December 22nd. Time now is 1:57 a.m. Your boy is in the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. All right, man. Right now, it feels so good outside. It's 59 degrees, and some people can say it's cold, but for me, I love the, you know, 55 to 70. That's my range of weather, you know. But you know, I know I've been MIA. Let's just get to that part though, right? Like I told y'all in 2022, I was gonna, you know, like just drop in and drop out on a podcast. Since it's coming to the end of the year, I have a little free time on my hand. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make another episode before the new year, or this may be it for 2023, you know. And I just hate giving y'all that uncertainty of where I'm at in podcasting, man. You know, like, I honestly been doing other ventures, you know, my trucking business. I've been on YouTube a lot with my Hot Wheels, drag racing Hot Wheel cars, the Hot Wheel reviews. I also finally came up with a name for the Hot Wheel side of my venture. It's 985 Hot Wheels Hideaway Drag Track. So, you know, I'm doing a lot, man. I'm staying busy, you know. I'm staying busy. Still holding down the law enforcement side of life. 4 years, 3 months to go. I get to retire. Every day that's a struggle. And the only reason being is because I make more money in my trucking business. Like, if I was to go trucking full time, I would like run circles around what I get paid from law enforcement, you know. So, but I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place because I'm at the end, you know. I consider this the end of my career, you know. Like, a lot of people may say, man, Johnny, you got 4 years, 3 months to go. Yeah. And that's a long time. But you got to realize I'm 47. So 47 years is a long time, right? So 4 years is like really nothing. That's how I look at it. But yeah, I'm coming to an end with that. That'll give me some more free time. I can focus on my business. And that's where I'm at, man. You know, like, I'm still on social media. I haven't been on Facebook too hard. But I know with the election, the presidential election right around the corner, I know I'm going to get back in to the political side of my life. Because, you know, as we can see under Joe Biden, I mean, the world, the poor people still suffering, and the middle class are still suffering. And they know they got the middle class by the balls and by the clit, because they know we are going to go out and work, you know, because we don't want to be poor and be total dependent on the government, because this government that's in play right now is a crock of shit. And, you know, and that may bring me back to podcast in 2024, because, you know, the message need to get out. We need to get Joe Biden out of office. The guy is not for he's not for working class America. He's just not for us. No shape or form, he's not for us at all. So we got to do what we got to do to get him out of office, even if it's another Democrat that win or run. But we can't vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden and his way of thinking, even if he's thinking, because I try to tell people in 2020 when it was like, oh, Trump is, I looked at Joe Biden in the debate. I knew that his mental state was not there. And it wasn't that I wanted Trump to win that I was saying this. I'm looking at the guy and I can tell that he wasn't there mentally, you know. And it just baffles my brain that black people, I'm going to say it because I'm black, you know, I love this beautiful black skin that I have, you know, they went to the polls and voted for this guy. And now they're suffering, you know, like when they go to the grocery stores, things done tripled. And I don't know if they lack the understanding of finances to understand what has happened, but, you know, this dude haven't done shit for the black community. He's not gonna do nothing for the black community, right? Even with the vice president, you know, she says she's black or whatever. She may have some dark, you know, darker skin than anybody else, you know, darker skin than Joe Biden. But this lady here has no connection to the black community. You know what I'm saying? So, and she would not come to the black community. She would not come to a real hood and hang out in the real hood, come to a murder scene, right? They won't do that. But that's what I try to get motherfuckers to understand. Until a motherfucker walk on a murder scene with me and look at these fucking young black males with their fucking head busted the fuck open, or go to the hospital while the doctor's trying to save them, and then the doctor can't save them, you come in there and you say a prayer for them or something, and then that's when I'll vote Democrat again. But until then, I'm not voting Democrat. And the reason that I'm not voting Democrat, because I'd rather for a motherfucker to look me in my eyes and say, hey, Johnny, fuck you, then a motherfucker look me in my eyes and say, hey, man, I'm going to do everything for you. Pat me on my back. And then, give me your vote. And I got you. And then I give him my vote and I don't get shit. That's the Democrat. So I look at the Republican side. Hey, black man, you need to fucking pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And like, motherfucker, I got holes in my boots. You know, I don't want a soul off these motherfuckers. And then they say, well, look, you just come by this door and you can listen to what we're talking about in here. You can't come in, but you can come by that door and listen. And it might help you, right? So for me, all right, cool. Let me go by that door and listen. Okay, they saying do this, do that, do this, do this. All right, I got it. Because they not going to do it for me. They saying they going to do this, that. They saying they going to buy some land over here. You know, blah, 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 10 years. So, bam, they saying all this. I'm listening. Okay, let me go buy some land over there while it's cheap. Because I heard the plan that they saying in 10 years. They come out, hey, man, you know, I hope you heard some good information. Yeah, I did. You know, hey, it may happen like it may not. That's all I need to hear. So that's, I'd rather go deal with them than the motherfucking Democrats say, hey, don't come nowhere near this goddamn door. We go in here talk about something important. Don't you come near the door. And then they go in there, hey, man, you tell your cousin them to buy the land. You tell your friend, hey, you tell that donor that gave us that $1 million, get that land because there's a possibility we're going to do the deal. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather... hey man, I'm not gonna give you shit, but come listen. Then the motherfucker that promised me shit and don't let me come listen or even come inside, right? So that's just why, you know, that's just how I feel. And I'm sorry to go off on a rant like that so early in the podcast, but goddamn it, it gotta be said, man. It have to be said. And you know, I had a lot of people, man, they was calling me all type of names. Oh, you're Uncle Tom, you're a sellout. Oh, you part of the MAGA. You part of the Trump cult. Oh, Trump get indicted. Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, Trump that. Look, motherfucker, I ain't worried about Trump, right? I'm worried about my money. I'm worried about my fucking finances, man. I'd rather a motherfucker running this country that's a entrepreneur than a motherfucker that ain't who built his whole fucking career on being a career politician, because he know once the tax dollars come in, he's gonna get his fucking check. Unlike Donald Trump, on the other hand, hey, let me borrow this money from my dad, try to start these businesses. Okay, yeah, man, and business shit gonna fucking fail. And that's what, like, a lot of motherfuckers who ain't entrepreneurs don't understand. When you have a fucking ideal inside your head and you start putting this ideal to action, you may be the first generation doing the shit. So, of course, you don't have the shit figured out. So, it may take you fucking $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 to fuck up. But you know you got the idea, you got the concept, is a learning process. Like when I jumped into trucking, right? When I jumped into trucking, I knew shit about trucking, right? Since I was 5 years old, I knew I wanted to drive truck. That was my whole life. That's what I wanted to do. But I went on so many different other paths in life, man. Making sandwiches at a sandwich shop, being a butcher, shit, man, selling lumber, loading lumber, what else, oh, man, the military, law enforcement, selling parts at AutoZone. So, you know, I did so much shit that went away from trucking and got to experience so much, right? So then comes back, I start trucking. I know shit about trucking, nothing. I took $3,000. I'm gonna say $3,000, give you the ballpark figure of $3,000. I put it on my credit card, went to the driving school, gave them $3,000. Look, I need to learn how to drive a truck. I have my permit, passed my test. I just need to get the driving portion down and do the driving part. $3,000. Start driving a truck. Seen I can do it, right? So this is what we're going to get into, that entrepreneur mindset. So I seen that I can drive a truck. My instructor's teaching me. I'm playing like I don't know anything about air brakes and all this, so I can learn what he's going to teach me so I can pass his course. In the process of all that, I never forget, I started my business. Now, that's me going out on a limb. I'm going to say I'm the first one of my grandmother's grandkids, right, to start a trucking business. I know nothing about trucking, right? I asked nobody for no financial backing. It would have been nice if somebody would say, hey, man, I see you. But I really didn't talk about it, tell you the truth. So, I mean, if I would have talked and they would have said, hey, here goes something towards your goals and stuff, it would have been nice, because I damn near depleted all my savings on this, took out a loan. So I went and got my truck, right? Well, first, I started my business. Got with the state, got a name, J&K McGee Time 3 Trucking LLC. It was open, got the name, paid my money to get the name, got the business. Then after that, I'm like, well, fuck, now I gotta get a truck. And now I gotta get a truck, a trailer. Because at first, I was gonna do just regular dry van, right? Because I knew nothing about flatbed, right? I knew nothing about flatbed. But guy had a truck and a trailer for sale. Gave me a good deal on it. I was able to purchase it and get the titles to it, right? So I took out a personal loan. See, from now on, what I do is I take out personal loans for stuff, right? Because it's unlike taking out a car loan, right? If you take out a car loan, you got to get full coverage insurance. You got to get all this shit. Take out a personal loan. They give you your check. You go do whatever the fuck you want with it, but you got to pay the shit back, right? So, bam. Went. Got the truck. Truck needed a little work to it. Put the truck in the shop. Got the work done. In the process of all that, I didn't know I needed to have some kind of authority to drive this truck. So, I laid up there, got with the FMCSA, got my own authority, right? So now I'm my own boss. And you know, I moved my first thing of freight was, April 20th, 420, right? I moved my first, load of freight, and I had to go out to Lake Charles, bring it to Pearl River, and that was $500, right? I knew nothing about lumber scrapping or nothing. It was a learning process for me. I got there, I'm thinking, hey, man, I just throw these scraps over, it's going to be all good. I'm looking at how tall this shit is. I'm like, fuck, how am I going to get these scraps over there? older white guy seen me struggling with these scraps. He came over. He said, man, look, his first time. I said, yes, sir. So he balled them up like a football. He said, man, look, you just throw them over. You won't go wrong. Threw it over. And the load was supposed to be taut. And if you ever deal in lumber, sometimes lumber come with a plastic wrap on it. So I was like, man, shit, I ain't about to tarp this because it's fucking high. How am I get up there and put the tarp on? I didn't, like I said, man, I didn't know shit about trucking. Only thing I knew, I had a truck, my own authority, and I was rolling, man. So I make the day. That $500 got sucked right back into the truck because I had to use double fuel. I was all fucked up, man. I was fucked up, right? It was a learning process, man. So, knocked that out, and as time went on, man, I just learned more and more and more and more about trucking, right? And believe me, if anybody tell you that they know everything about trucking, they're a goddamn lie, because the rules are changing daily, man. The rules are changing daily in trucking because, you know, so many government regulations, it's just a lot. So, it's always changing. So, if you have common sense, you'll be good in trucking. I mean, you just need common sense. So, like I said, that was my first time moving freight. And now, man, I don't haul so much shit. Lumber, piping, scaffolding. I'm running zinc. I done seen some things, man. And if I would have known this back then, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at now, because I would have been moving totally different, right? I'm telling you, I wasn't ready back then. And I'm glad it happened now that I'm older and I can, this is like my retirement plan of trucking. So, man, so that's the trucking part, right? So I think we're gonna hit the politics, the trucking. And I'm still trucking. I was in a truck. When did I say was I in a truck? What is today? Today is Friday? I wasn't in a truck since last week. But I got some work coming right after Christmas. So I'll be back, man. You know, I'm getting trucking in, getting work in. I'm doing it, you know, like I'm a busy man. And you know, like I try to explain to a lot of my associates, like, hey, not that I'm being distant, just that I am doing a lot, right? So I have to move different, you know, if that makes sense. So I have to think of every action that I make, I have to think about that reaction that could happen. So like I don't go to clubs. I don't drink. Not to say I don't drink, but it's like I drink rare. You know, I may have 2 drinks a year. So last 2023, probably had, I'd say, 3 drinks the whole entire year, right? And like I said, you know, every action that I make, I gotta worry about that reaction. So if I go to a club or something, possibility somebody get into a fight, shooting. So I take all that into account. So that way, you know, I just cut that out of my life, you know, unless it's like a dire emergency where I have to go and, you know, to worry about that reaction. But usually my actions are not gonna put me in any kind of jeopardy or anyway. Only big risk that I take are when I put on this uniform and do the law enforcement. But other than that, man, I'm trying to play it safe so I can just sit up what I'm sitting up with my kids. And that's just my life, man. So like I tell them, I'm not being distant. It's just that I'm on another path. If you can respect that, you know, we're still friends, you know, and you won't, I won't call you my associate. A lot of people I just call associates because, you know, I feel like this, right? if you ever DM me and say, hey, man, I need support on this for something or anything, and I say, okay, cool, what's the Cash App, and I donate to it, and then you turn around on Facebook and bash me for saying something about the Democratic Party, that's a bitch to me, man. That's like a real bitch. You know, like a real bitch move. And I done had fucking guys do that shit, right? And anytime they call, even if they call me right now after doing that, I still donate to their cause. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I really don't ask for too many, like, I don't ask for anybody to help me in this trucking game or anything in life. You know, unless I'm selling raffles for my kid. You know, like, hey, y'all buy this fucking raffle. If not, I buy all the bitches myself. That's just the type of person I am. I don't like asking people for much. I really don't, because I don't want to feel like I owe you anything or you owe me something. And that's just how I like to keep my life. That's just me. But, you know, so I promise y'all, I know what y'all just man around. Oh, Peter talked about politics and trucking. When is he going to get to the sex part talk? All right, here we go, right? So, a couple of things, man. I done chilled out a hell of a lot. I know one of my other podcasts, y'all probably, oh, he's a wild boy. He's a wild man. But, you know, I really done chilled tremendously. And I look for different things now, man. Like, we gotta, like, talking about your credit score and your plans of your financial future, that fucking gets me hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck how fine you are. If your brain ain't there, you ain't fine to me at all. Like, man, fuck that. I need to know where you going, right? Because, I gotta say it, I'm going to the water, right? I'm going to the water. I need to make sure that you can fucking walk to this water with me, because I can't carry you there. I'm going to the water, right? Because, you know, at one time, I didn't give a fuck, man. I really didn't give a fuck. I was just trying to fucking fuck everything under the goddamn sun. But, I mean, now, you know, when you learn about energy, when you grow up, man, when you learn about energy, and you learn, you develop a different taste for women. I was at a second line, a little young girl, she was like, hey, I can catch a ride with you, you know, just flirting with me, and thinking to myself, man, you still wet behind the ears, you ain't even my type, your credit score ain't even developed enough yet, right? And that's where I'm at in life now, man. You gotta impress me, man. Like, I can fucking jerk off, right, and catch me a fucking nut instead of just wasting my time fucking a deadbeat ass fucking woman, you know. So, and also, like, and like for women that's listening, you know, if you got a man and, you know, he's sexually active and he likes a lot of sex, you might want to give it to him, you know. If not, if you have a man that want a lot of sex, and you can't give him that, right? You might want to, I don't know how much you got invested, but before you invest a lot of time in it, just tell him, hey, I don't think we're going to work, right? Because they got a lot of freaky women out there. And they got, you know, freaky men. So if a man ever tell you what he want and you can't deliver, it's going to be miserable for you if you stay. And that's one thing I learned, you know, and that's talking to women, it's miserable, you know. Like, some women like to have a lot of sex and they fucking old man can't get hard, and then that's when, you know, they look at me, oh, Johnny, you, oh, man, oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come on, huh? Work with him, and you know, I helped a lot of women. Like, hey, you know, man, stick with him. Like, right now, I can really sit down and tell a fucking woman, I ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not shit. I'm the worst side dude ever, because I'm so locked in on what I'm doing I'm not going to be able to give you the time that you need unless you, like, really married and want to stay married. And, you know, I'm just, like, a little fuck tart on the side. But then when you want to fuck, I'm probably in a truck somewhere trying to make money or working on something trying to make money. You know what I'm saying? So, I suck. But I done had my fun, you know. I done fucking, you know, y'all know I've been a swinger. I done did it all. Me and my dick has mileage on it. We done so fucking much, you know. Fuck, we can really retire right now. We don't fucking outfuck my age. I'm 47 and I don't outfuck my age. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't outfuck my age, man. So I don't know. But just remember that, you know, before your old man and your woman leave out the house in the morning, make sure that they fucking vagina and dick is drained. So they tired. They don't want to fuck no more. They got 8 hours to go before they want to fuck again. You know, make sure you fuck the shit out of them before they go. So when they get to work and their work boyfriend want to grab on them and touch on them, they're like, oh, no, I'm tired. Just leave me alone. That's what you want. Well, that work wife be like, hey, let's go in the closet. Nah, I'm tired, baby. I can't right now. So that's my piece of advice to you. Drain their ass before they go out that door. If not, you get what you get. Don't catch a fit. Now, with that being said, man, it's good to be back on the mic. You know, like I said, I don't know when I'm going to drop another podcast, man, but I just want to thank everybody that sticking with me through this, as I try to figure this out, you know. I love podcasts, and I do, and you know, I just have to find a time. And I think I'm 2024. I think I'm gonna rebrand, come back, right, and I'll give y'all more podcasts. You know. Ah, man. Like I always say, man, you be kind to your neighbors. Speak. If they don't speak, hey, you did your part. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. And the most important part of it all, try not to stress. Love y'all.